The Columbia Broadcasting System brings you a radio dramatization of the famous Christmas poem, The Visit of St. Nick, by Clement C. Moore.
Him. You all right, Teddy?
Yes, Mother.
I'm too excited to sleep. Aren't you, Teddy?
Yes.
Well, Daddy, Mother?
Oh, Daddy's very busy tonight, dear.
Well, will he be busy long?
Why couldn't he stay up till he's through?
No, Teddy. You want to be wide awake in the morning. So be good children now and cuddle down in your little bed.
What do we dream about, Mother?
Well, let's see. Set visions of sugar plums dance in your head.
Oh, Mother, mm-hmm. I just thought of something terrible.
Look.
Suppose Daddy didn't get my letter about the airplane.
Oh, I imagine he got it, Teddy.
Well, when will I know?
First thing in the morning. You'll know then whether he's been here all right. Now go to sleep, both of you.
Mother, would you do me a favor?
If I can, thanks.
I think I could go to sleep quicker if you played the music box lullaby. Will you, Mother?
All right, if you'll both shut your eyes tight. Good night, Sally Ann. Good night, Teddy.
Good night. Stop the music, Bob.
All right, good
mouse. Don't you know better than to scramble across the floor and have it squeak like that? You'll wake the children. Come back here this minute.
But I want to change.
Mildred, if you don't mind me, I'll thank you just as sure as my name is Mrs. Cordelia Mouse.
But look at all the packages in case.
Never mind that, Billy. You two children stay right here in the corner under the chair and be good little mice and mind your mother.
Hey, Mother, everything's awfully quiet around here tonight.
Of course it's quiet, Billy Mouse. It has to be.
Oh, look, Billy. Here's some cookies and cakes on the table. Fetch one up the table, right, and eat a bite or two.
Mildred Mouse.
Well, you put my attention.
I meant to. Those cakes are still in the box. They aren't to be opened until tomorrow. Besides, it's a tin box, and you'd both ruin your teeth.
Well, tomorrow night, can we crack some of them?
Yes, Billy. But right now, neither of you must stir.
Why mustn't we, Mother?
Don't you know what night this is?
No. What night is it?
Such children. Billy, suppose you ask Hickory Dickory Dock. Maybe he will tell you.
I never heard of a mouse asking the clock anything.
Silly child, I guess you don't remember your lesson very well. Why, the first thing you ever learned was Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran up the clock.
Oh, golly, I forgot about all that. My mouse is right.
Of course I'm right. And why would he do that, if not to ask Mr. Clock something? So go on, Billy. Ask him. Ask him what day this is. And finally, we must all keep quiet.
All right. You are Booster. Hey! Mr. Hickory Dickory, will you please tell us two mouse children what tonight is? And why we mustn't even move?
Was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Ooh, I see. Well, why are the stockings hanging up, please?
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Ooh.
Now I guess you know, Billy. Come down quickly.
Who is St. Nicholas, Mother Mouse? And where does he live?
Oh, well, now, that's a long story. It's longer than your great-grandfather Rat's tail.
I love long stories.
Yes.
Tell us, Mother.
Well, will you be very quiet and promise to stay right here in the corner and listen?
Yes, Mother Mouse. Yes.
All right. Sit up nice now. Shoulders back. That's it. Mildred, Mildred.
Yes, Mother.
Curl your tail around your feet neatly.
Oh.
Yes, that's better. Now, Saint Nicholas lives way up in the land of ice and snow.
What did he do?
Not so loud, Mildred Mouse. You will wake those two children.
What does he do?
All the year long, he's busy making toys and presents for all the children.
Just yourself alone?
Billy, what English? And to think that you live under the stairs of one of the most cultured families in the town.
I mean, all by himself?
Well, that's better. No, no, he has a whole staff of helpers. And then there is Mrs. St. Nicholas, of course, who helps him.
Why did he come to this house?
Just as soon as they get the sleigh packed, I suppose. My goodness, goodness, I'll wager they're busy up there right now.
Yes,
I can just hear the hammers going, the people scurrying back and forth.
Hey, give me a hammer, buddy.
Any of those things
you have to go to the place. Spangles, shut the door to the workshop.
Yes, I can't hear myself sing. Oh, Spangles, you hurry up and help me get these electric chains finished, will you?
Yes, ma'am.
Santa Claus?
Yes, Mama.
You'll have to answer that phone.
Hello? Hello, yes, Santa Claus headquarters. No, it isn't too late to take a few more orders. What is it, please? Yes, a little girl with brown hair and brown eyes in Denver. Yes, you want a doll? Yes, what kind of a doll? Oh, I see, with golden curls. Oh, oh my goodness, wait a minute, please. Mama?
Yes?
Have we a little doll with golden curls?
Well, I think so. Where are you, Curly Top?
To the restroom, Mr. Santa.
All right, we have one.
Yes, it's all right, we have one. Now, is there anything else? Oh, boy, 8 years old. Yes. You want the fire engine? Well, now, just a minute. Spangles?
Yes, sir?
Have we any fire engines left?
I'll see.
Oh, my goodness,
it's all right, we have it. Both for Denver, Colorado. Yeah, sure, Santa put it in his bag right away. Goodbye.
Now, turn on the switch, Spangles, and we'll see if the electric trains work.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, they're all right. Oh, Spangles, how about that furniture for the dollhouse that goes to Kentucky and that cowboy suit for that boy in Minnesota?
Oh, they're all packed, Mrs. Santa.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness, Santa, you'll have to answer that.
All right.
I've got to finish painting these sleds. Spangles, hand me that red paint.
Here you are.
Santa Claus headquarters. Hello. Yes, yeah, Santa Claus speaking. What do you want? A movie machine. Well, now, have you had good grades in school? Huh? Yeah, huh? You brush your teeth every morning and night? All right, the machine's yours. I'll be going down to Toronto with it pretty soon. Goodbye.
Who was that, Santa?
A little boy down in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, mercy. Well, then you better put the machine here at the top of the path. You'll get to Canada first.
Yeah, all right. Say, how about the hobby horse for that little Sally Ann girl? Is she ready, Spangles?
Oh, yes, sir.
She's ready. She's been nosing in the pocket for sugar for an hour. Funky. Go on in here and get packed up now. Hurry up. Well, I declare, Sandy, you'll be late starting in spite of all I can do. Oh, my sakes alive, where's my order list?
Here it is, Mama.
Here's the candy and nuts for the stocking.
I'll help you put them in the pack.
Oh, Spangles.
Yes, ma'am?
Oh, how about the doll buggies? Did you ask the carpenters when they'd be ready?
Yes, ma'am. They're just putting on the rubber tires now.
Well, tell them to hurry.
Oh, and Spangles, yes, did the woodcutters finish those wooden soldiers yet?
Yes, sir, they're here.
Now, wait a minute. Won't that Troy Town band go in that order?
Oh, wait now. Let me see my list. Here we are. One regiment of wooden soldiers and the army band to lead them. Yes, it does. Well, where is it? Where is that Troy Town band?
Here it is, Mama. Wind them up. Let's see if it works.
Yes, it's all right. Now, how about the... My goodness, Spangles, get those soldiers back in here. What happened? Really marched right out of the door while we weren't looking.
Oh, here they go. Thank you,
Vice.
Oh, here's the sweaters and robes, Mrs. Santa.
I'll put them in the pack, Spangles. Oh, turn it off.
Yes, Mrs. Santa.
Better jump in there with those woolly robes so you'll be good and warm.
Oh, no, wait a minute. How's your voice?
It's good.
Oh, yes, for goodness sake.
And a good ship. Lollipop,
it's
a
grand trip
to a candy shop.
Oh, that's fun.
There, Indigo. Oh, by the way, Mama, where's that airplane?
So which one?
Well, the one for Sally Ann's brother, Teddy.
Oh, yes. Now, where is it? I saw it here just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's packed.
No, it isn't. I have to change the name on it. But,
mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
It's that Roscoe Turner doll. Now, wouldn't you know it? It's at the controls again and shaking my feelings. Hey, you, Colonel, come down here. Come down here this minute. Oh, oh, God.
Oh, I declare, Colonel, can't keep you on the ground long enough to ask you what time it is.
Well, now, get in that pack, youngster, and the plane goes with you. Now then, we're ready. Spangles.
Yes, sir.
Are the reindeer hitched and ready?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right, then. Take the pack to the place, Spangles.
Yes.
Come on, Spangles, let me help you into your first coat.
All right, Mama.
Oh, say now, would you stop laughing long enough for me to button your coat over your little round belly? You shake when you laugh like a bowl full of melons.
All right, Mama. Say you. Yes, sir. Single those reindeer with stardust so I can slip through the sky without being noticed.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Mama. I'll see you tomorrow sometime.
Santa Claus, St. Nicholas.
Yes, Mama.
Come back here and put on your rubbers. You're so anxious to get to those children, you don't take a look at care of yourself. Oh, and be careful of those chimneys when you slide down. Goodbye.
Bye, Mama.
Children, is what happens in Santa Claus's house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, here we sat and talked, and it's 12 o'clock already.
Hey, where's Mother Mouse? Ain't gonna be here any minute.
What happened here, Mother? Well, listen. There he comes. Hide way back there in the corner now, under the chair. And don't you make a sound.
Woody, what is it, Sally Ann? I'm in the room with a terrible clatter. Turn out of your bed and see what's the matter. Run to the window, go to the floor, tear open the shutters and throw up the glass.
Sally Ann, look.
Now look, Sally dear. It's a miniature sleigh with two tiny reindeer and a little old driver, so lively and quick.
Oh, I know, Sally Ann. That's how Blessed Saint looks.
Now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away all.
The child is right over the roof. He's coming down the chimney, shall we? Listen. Here he is. Hello, St. Nicholas. He's all dressed in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes are all tarnished from ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he's got on his desk. He looks like a toddler opening his pot. His eyes are a twinkle. His dimples are merry. His cheeks are like roses. His nose like a cherry. What a droll little mouth thrown up to a bowl. And the beard on his chin is as white as the snow. He's a chubby and plump, a jolly old girl. I laugh just to watch him in spite of myself. He speaks not a word. He goes right to his work. He steals all the stuffing. Now he turns with a jerk. He lays his fingers aside of his nose. Goodbye, Santa Claus. Up the chimney he goes. He springs for his sleigh to his chin to the whistle. And away they all go like the dawn of a century. Hey, Santa! Hey, Santa, before you go out of sight!
Happy Christmas to all! And to all, a good night!
We've just heard the radio version of The Visit of St. Nick, adopted and produced under the direction of Mal Amat. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.